You're watching FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2014 in the Mannington space, which is somewhat the anchor. We're right in the center of the show, and I'm here with Kim Holm, Ed Duncan, and Joe Amato. Guys, you doing okay?
Yeah, doing great, Kemp. Good to see you.
Ed, good to see you.
Doing great, Kemp.
Yeah. I'm doing excellent. How about you, Kemp?
Real good. Thanks. You know, I always have to say when I start talking about Mannington, you're the one company, privately held company, many things made in the USA, more and more every year made in the USA, and you're the one company where you can go and get every surface category, right?
Absolutely, yeah, and a little something unique about Mannington, too. This will be our 99th year as an independently family-owned company, and we're all proud to be a part of it.
All right, so let's start with you, Kim. You're president of the residential business. Talk a little bit about how business did in 13, what your anticipation is for 14.
Yeah, you know, 2013, literally at this show, every retailer for the first time in 7 years that I talked to over that convention said store traffic was improving, December was good for them, and they were all optimistic and bullish. And we had a very, very successful show here a year ago, and that carried through throughout the year. I think all the news right now is positive, whether it's home sales, model repairs, spending, everything is very positive, and we anticipate another growth year in 2014.
One of the things that you guys are introducing at the show, which I think has got the most excitement, and I know a little bit about this because I was at the CCA meeting last week and I heard you pitching it, is you've got this LVT sheet program, right?
Yeah, it's actually called LVS. You know, everybody's talking about LVT, luxury vinyl tile, but LVS is luxury vinyl sheet. And so we are launching a brand new initiative in the vinyl category. It's not a brand new initiative for the industry because it's the way carpet's been sold for years. But in sheet vinyl, this is a first. So we've launched a luxury vinyl sheet with state-of-the-art printing technology, state-of-the-art texture technology, state-of-the-art finish technology. And we put 80 of the best-looking products together in one display in a good, better, best format. So the consumer can select. She has the widest variety of selection in a top-performing product at all price points, and then she selects the performance that she needs in her situation. It's a tremendous selling tool. Sheet vinyl is a category that's been suffering at retail, but we believe this will be a super effective sales tool for independent retailers to move consumers into great vinyl and to move them up to an upgrade.
So this is fiberglass back sheet, and they can come in and pick the look, and then they can pick the performance level, the warranty level, and maintain that same look.
Absolutely. So whatever she's going to find her look, because this is the greatest selection of sheet vinyl ever introduced in the industry. But then she determines what performance attributes she needs in her situation, and she'll select that performance, and away she'll go, a happy consumer.
Ed, I understand that this was partly some of your brainchild. Is that correct?
It was. We've been working on it for a long time. It's been a lot of fun, and it's really a way to kind of wipe the slate clean, and say, okay, if we're starting from ground zero, how would you design a line to make it absolutely the easiest line to sell, the easiest line to buy?
Now, I know when we're in a recession, it's very hard to roll out a program like this. So you've kind of had to sit on your hands for a little bit and wait for the market to recover before you could put an investment in a product like this, right?
Oh, that's correct. We've kind of had it on the shelf here for a while, and we've been thinking about it for a while. But we did need the ducks to start flying again, if you will, to have the confidence to go forward with it. And I think that the timing right now is perfect for it. We feel very bullish about the year, and therefore about our timing in rolling this program out.
So do you think it's going to be easy to get these displays out there in the marketplace? Because that's half the battle is points of distribution, right?
Well, that's the good news, because the displays are already in the marketplace. All of our dealers right now that carry our glass lines, they can easily transition, and we will be transitioning all of those displays over to this program within about a 30-day period. And it's a simple update, takes about 30 minutes, and the program is immediately up and running. We're excited about all of our categories this year. We've got a lot of great things. Joe and his team have done another spectacular job with new products, and we've got a lot of products across all the categories that are just absolutely on trend. So we're feeling very good about the entire collection.
Great, good to talk to you, Ed. Joe, always enjoy talking to you. You're head of product development. And if you would just tell us a little bit, I mean, look at this place. You know, there's function, there's design, and there's art. And you always do a great job of making this, your flooring, look very artful, very artistic. So talk about the trends, if you would.
Well, definitely flooring is part of the fashion business. It's part of a home, and it has to look good with everything else. But and we kind of talk about our company as always elevating styling. Well, this year I felt like we elevated fashion. And along with fashion, we're starting to investigate in technology. Because you made a good point that people are starting to remodel their homes. People are starting to buy new homes. So we want to make sure that we have the best looking, but the best functional products out there. And just a couple things we focused on. Formats. Different formats in laminate, in porcelain tile, and wood going to a variable width. Finishes. We have new finishes today in laminate that almost look like a oil-rubbed, hand-waxed finished product, which is remarkable. Printing. We talked about LVS. The things we're doing in printing today makes the vinyl, the sheet vinyl, look as realistic as possible. And then in porcelain tile, with inkjet printing technology today, you cannot tell the difference between porcelain tile and real stone. So across all of our categories today, with the combination of fashion, design, color, and technology, I think we have a great lineup this year.
You know, I'm just looking around here, and I'm seeing over here, you were telling me this is a high-contrast commercial flooring across the way here. I guess that's made in your Georgia plant, right?
That's correct, and that's exciting, too. As we move our LVT production to Georgia, U.S.-made, and I think we're up-and-coming great new things in formats and looks and colors as well. We're excited about that.
And you're also pointing out in the laminate category, you have an oil finish that makes it look like a real oiled wood. Is that right?
And think about it. When you have a hand-rubbed oil finish on real wood, you have to maintain that. With laminate, you have the look, you have the feel, and the performance is there. You don't have to do a thing.
Yeah. And you're still in ceramic tile category as well, right?
That's very much so. And we have a great new introduction today, as I mentioned, utilizing inkjet printing and different formats. And you can't tell it doesn't look like real stone.
Okay, great, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Ken.
Again, we're talking to Joe, Kim, and Ed in the Mannington space. And you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.